Today we're learning Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph of Masech Sefer Dezara. We're holding on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah explains the din of Yayin when it's left with a guy without a Jew to oversee what's going on. If the wine is left with a guy without a Jew to oversee what's going on. So says the Mishnah, Ovid Chavim Shaya Ma'avir Im Yisrael Kade Yayin Mimakom Lamakom. Let's say a Jew and a non-Jew are schlepping jugs of wine or bottles of wine together from one place to another, and you know, as people go at different paces, the Jew and the guy have some distance between them, and the non-Jew is left alone with the wine. Im haya becheskas hameshtamer, if the wine was becheskas, that it's been guarded from a guy touching it, meaning he never, the Jew never told the guy that he's going to be far away from him, or that he's not going to be able to see, then mutter, then the wine is going to be mutter, because the guy knows that the Jew might be there, is makbid about him touching it, and he's going to be afraid that the Jew might show up any moment and catch him in the act, so he's not going to want to mess around. But im hodio shehu maflik, but if the Jew says, you know, I'll be back in an hour, he says I'm going some great distance now, so you're not going to see me for a little while. So if he's away kidei sheyishtom, enough time for the guy to put a hole in the barrel viyistom and then reseal the barrel viyigov and then have that resealing dry up, then the wine is going to be aser. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kidei sheyiftach es achavis viyigov fitigov, enough time that he could open the entire lid of the barrel and then reseal it and allow the resealing to dry. Another case of machlokas between the Chaman and Shimon Gamliel. Haminiach yeno bakaron. If a person leaves his wine in a wagon or basvino or in a boat together with a guy, v'halach lo bekap pandaria, and then the Jew goes on a shortcut. So nichnas lemedina v'rachat mutter. Even if in the end he comes into the city and he bathes in the bathhouse, meaning he stays there long enough to actually bathe and he's away from the guy for that amount of time, the wine is still going to be mutter, because since the guy doesn't know how long the Jew is going to be away, so he's afraid to touch the wine. But im hodio shehu maflig, if the Jew tells the guy that he's going to be at some great distance, so kidei sheyishtom v'yistom v'yigov, then if you left him long enough to be able to poke a hole in the barrel, seal the hole in the barrel, and allow that seal to dry, then the wine is going to be aser. Shimon Gamliel omer again kidei sheyifta. Not enough time to just poke a hole, but enough time to totally take the top off of the barrel and then reseal the top on the barrel and allow that resealing to dry. And another case where the Chavim and Shulam Gamliel disagree. A person leaves an Ovid Chavim alone in a wine store that belongs to a Jew, even though the Jew is going out and back into the store at random intervals and he doesn't spend the whole time in the store, mutter. The wine is going to be mutter. V'modio shu maflik, but if he tells him that he's going to be away for some period of time, so kidei sheyishtom v'yistom v'yigov, Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kidei sheyiftach es achavis v'yigov v'tigov. So here's a third case where the Chachamim say that if you left him long enough in order to poke a hole in the barrel and seal the hole and allow the sealant to dry, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, enough time to open the barrel and reseal it and allow that to dry. So if you left him for that amount of time, it's going to be aser. And then haya ochel imo. Let's say the guy was eating together with a Jew. Ala shulchan, they're eating at the same table. V'hiniach legigin ala shulchan v'lagin ala dulbaki, and they left some bottles of wine on the table, and it was right next to the table. There was like a bar, and they have other tzar chisuda there, like another like a buffet. V'hinicha. And the Jew leaves the guy there, v'yatza, and he leaves the room, mashal shulchan aser, whatever is on the table is going to be aser, because clearly the guy is not afraid to touch that, because he says, look, he invited me to eat and to drink with him, so obviously he knows I'm going to be touching the food on the table. But sha'al hadulbaki mutter, whatever is on the buffet is going to be mutter, because that's not really designated for this suda, it's not really a buffet, it's more like a pantry, I guess, stuff that's designated designated for another suda. Like if you invite someone for a meal and you go out, you step out for a moment to take a phone call or to use the bathroom or whatever, and you come back in and he's raiding your fridge, so that's unusual. That would be something that should be embarrassing for him to be caught doing something like that. But if the Jew says to the guy that you can help yourself, enjoy, then afshal adul b'kiyasur, then even that which is on the that which is in the fridge, so to speak, is asur. Even that which is designated for other meals is asur. Chavios psuchos asuros stumos mitaros k'deshi yiftach v'yigov v'tigov. In general, open barrels in the house are asur, but barrels that are closed are going to be mutter, and they're only going to be asur if you left for a long enough time that you could open the barrel, close the barrel, seal it, allow the barrel to dry. So the main point over here is we have three machlokos, or it's really one machlokos, but three different cases where we have a machlokos, Tanakama, and Rishon Gamliel, how long a person has to have left a guy alone in order for his wine to become usher. Basically, the rule is whenever he can easily be caught or will be embarrassed if he gets caught and is afraid of getting caught, it's going to be mutter, but if he has nothing to fear, it's going to be aser. So says the Gemara, we said that if the wine is becheskas hamishtamer and there's no cheshash the guy touched it, then the wine is mutter. So hechidami becheskas hamishtamer. What does that mean that it's becheskas hamishtamer? Kiditanya, it's like what it says in the Braisa. Hareshoyu chamarav upalav tuunin taharos. Let's say a person has workers who are amei aretz and they're carrying things that are tahar, afilu hiflugman yosir mimil, even if he goes more than a meal away from them, taros of tahoros, his taros are tahar. Vim amar lahen lechu v'ani ba'acharechem, and if he says to them, go and I'm going to follow after you, I'm coming soon after you, kivin shenasal me'enu mehem taros of tameos. As soon as he doesn't see them, even for a little while, his taros become tame. So that's what it means, becheskas hamishtamer, that he's not a meal away, then it's becheskas hamishtamer. Maishna resha, maishna seifa. Why is there a difference between the first din and the second din? Meaning the brisa says ta'anin, meaning that they're carrying taros on their shoulders and they're touching it mamish. So if we see that they're touching the taros, why would the resha ever say that it's tahar? Amar v'isak resha b'mitaher chamar v'pal of l'kach. The resha is talking about a case where the guy made all of his workers and his donkey driver go to the mikveh, and therefore they're not going to be mitame the taharos. Well, that's the case. If everyone involved is tahar, then why in the seifa would we assume that they're tame, that they're mitame that which they're carrying? As answers Gemara, einama aretz makbid al maga chavero. Yeah, we're not worried about your actual worker touching it. He's tahar. What we're worried about is that he's going to let his friends touch it, and his friends are tame. Well, then even in the resha, we should have said this, that as soon as the balabayas is at some distance and he's not able to see, we should be concerned that he's going to allow his friend to touch it. So Rava explains, Bibalahem derech akalson. We're talking about a case where the balabayas is able to come very suddenly, not in the direct path where he expects him to come. So since he doesn't know what direction to look for you from, and he's afraid you might show up at any moment, so he's not going to mess around. Ihachi seifanami. If we're talking about Derech HaKalson, then even in the Sefer where he says, I'm going to be following you, we should say the same thing, that he's Baba Derech HaKifa, and therefore his Taros should be Tahar. Why do we assume that they're Tameh? Well, Kivin Damalam L'chuva, Niba Acharechem, Samchadatayhu. Because once he gives them that statement, and he says, you know, go ahead, I'm going to be a little while, so then they have a little more yishuv hadas that they could do as they please, and they're not so worried about the guy showing up. So what would the main point over here be? That if you're traveling with people who might allow their friends to be mitame your stuff, so when you might show up at any time, you can assume your stuff is still tahar, but if you give them a little bit of leeway, then you have to assume that your stuff is tameh. Okay, we're going to stop there, and Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Samach Tes Amud Beis.